Lassiter College and the Worldwide Church of God presents Gunner Ted Armstrong. All literature offered on this program will be sent free of cost to anyone requesting it.
Our Earth is literally teeming with countless millions of marvelous creatures, each with its own unique, intricate, and complex forms of behavior. Some, like the common spider, are master architects and builders. Others, like the little grunion fish, have an absolutely uncanny, built-in biological clock that tells them when to spawn, when to reproduce. But did such special behavior evolve? Did it just happen, as many people believe, or are such wondrous creatures proof of a great designer, an all-intelligent creator God? So involved in our day-to-day pursuits of business, of education, of homekeeping, of the strife and the turmoil of the big inner urban complexes of these sprawling megalopolises of ours, that it's kind of tough to really see what you could call the handiwork of God. I mean, walking down amongst the big canyons of concrete cities, you don't see the marvels that you can see in a setting like this of something that really draws you closer to the concept that there had to be a creator for the creation, that there had to be a life giver for life, that there had to be a law giver for the absolutism of the laws that act upon us and upon all the beautiful, intricate creatures around us. In the Bible, in Romans, the first chapter, it talks about knowing the eternal Creator God by looking at those things which He has made. And just as surely as you can look at perhaps an architect's work, as you can look at a beautiful painting and know a little bit about the character or the mind of the artist that produced it, so by looking at the intricacy of the marvels of creation around us, the little creatures as well as some of the largest that swim in the seas or walk the earth, you can grow closer to and understand more about the mind of the great Creator God that produced it all. This beautiful gem we call Earth, this green, gorgeous little speck of light out here in the universe, is a place that is so awe-inspiring and so breathtaking that it just literally is beyond description. In this program, we're going to show you just a very few, like a tiny keyhole glimpse of a little bit of what's available in the great out-of-doors in this beautiful earth of ours. And you're going, I think, to catch your breath from time to time in this program as you look at the intricacies, at the interdependability, at the design and the uniqueness of some of these incredible creatures and the way they perform, and you're going to see the proof of a Creator God. Spiders are among the world's most fascinating inhabitants. About 75,000 different kinds have been estimated to occur on the earth. Some huge ones, like the Mexican tarantula, are big enough to eat a mouse. Others are so tiny they're very hard to see with the naked eye. Actually, spiders are not insects, even though we think of them as insects. Technically, they're classified in the arachnid family. All spiders, regardless of the size, can spin silk, and they use this remarkable gift in many ways. Unlike the larvae of insects, which spin from their mouths, spiders have a set of tiny spinnerets in the back underside of their bodies. The spider can produce different kinds of silk for different uses. A spider can spin a line of silk 1/1,000,000th of an inch in diameter. Yet this single line has such elasticity that it can stretch 1/5 of its length before breaking. Its tensile strength is surpassed only by fused quartz fibers. It simply cannot be duplicated by science in the laboratory. Steel is weak by comparison. But surely the most amazing achievement of the spider is that marvelous architectural masterpiece known as the web. The spider's web is a construction job par excellence, as well as a strong and dangerous trap for catching prey. Here, we're watching a common garden spider. She works. Although no two webs are exactly alike, there's a basic procedure which we can describe. First, the garden spider makes a strong foundation for the web. She usually strengthens the foundation with short lines across the corners. Next, she drops a line across the center of the space she has prepared. Working from this, she runs a series of lines, much like the spokes of a wheel. Next, she goes to the center and spins threads to strengthen the hub of her web. From the center, she spins out a temporary thread to hold the spokes in place. She now fills in the web with closely placed sticky threads, cutting away the temporary thread. In addition, many spiders build zigzag structures which strengthen the web. The whole process is absolutely incredible, especially if you believe it all happened by chance and by evolution. Here we see a garden spider as she spins the sticky threads. With her back legs, she pulls them tight and fastens them into place. These sticky threads are the working part of the trap, and they're covered with droplets that will entangle insects. The amazing thing is that the spider never gets stuck. The spider's legs are covered with a kind of an oil that keeps them from sticking. At the center of the web, the garden spider weaves a lacework of silk where she sits head down and waits for a victim. With a large opponent like this grasshopper, the spider can stand back at a safe distance and throw her silk. But how did such an elaborate and complicated scheme for web building ever develop? Can you imagine the first spider trying in vain to catch insects in a kind of a proto-web, a web which was not a web, but a part web? Most spiders don't have to spin. If they didn't have to, then why spend all those millions of years developing the ability? It doesn't make sense. In one of the NASA research satellites in outer space, spiders were carried aboard to see if they could weave their webs in zero gravity. The answer was yes. Even without reference information that gravity provides, the spiders were still able to carry out their... For example, these little creatures carry their egg sacs wherever they go, finding protection in the stones, in trees, or by burrowing underground. They're obviously able to survive without many of the comforts of home. The wolf spider is a hunting spider and goes in search of prey instead of spinning a web to ensnare it. Another curious kind of hunting spider is the trapdoor spider we've all heard of. She lives in an underground tunnel that's fitted with a fantastic hinged trap door. The tunnel is lined with soft silk, specially designed to facilitate the capture of the spider's prey. It's another example of ways these little animals use their silk glands. The trap door, too, is made of silk, and it's camouflaged with pieces of dirt. The silk makes a surprisingly strong hinge for the door. Many an insect has passed too close to this remarkable trap. Prey captured by the trapdoor spider is taken inside the tunnel. Here, the spider can eat in the safety of its own den. Now, spiders can survive without undertaking the many remarkable schemes they have for acquiring food, so you ask the question, why evolve such laborious methods of getting your meals? How could they evolve such matchless engineering perfection? The abilities of spiders are so unbelievable as you watch this that you can scarcely believe what you're seeing. And yet, whether you live in Brooklyn or downtown St. Louis, or if all you've got is a geranium in a flower pot, the chances are you can look around. If you can't get into the great outdoors, and you can still watch marvels such as these right there at home. Watch a spider spin a web sometime. Point it out to your children. Take a look at the marvels of creation other than just what man does around you, and learn to appreciate the wisdom, the humor, the warmth, the love, the tremendous mind of the Creator God, whom I firmly believe made, designed, created, and who sustains all of these things.
Saturn V is not a product of chance. The Apollo program has taken planning, design, thousands of highly skilled technicians, and the story behind the successful moon landings staggers your imagination. We too are on a spaceship, Spaceship Earth, with its life support systems and fuel supplies. With these delicate mechanisms to sustain life, the Earth is far more intricate than any conceivable human scientific achievement. Find out how the total planning and design are the strongest proofs accrued.